All right, here we go. The Good Day program presenting another hour of Good Day Health. This hour featuring the talents and intelligence of, well, I could save that for both of us, I guess, Ken. Dr. Ken, modestly speaking, of course. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the expert. He runs Lake Cardiology, eminent cardiologist who is called for around the world, presents at award-winning conferences. He is very, very focused on research. He has won any number of awards for being a pure, accurate, and very thorough. That's why I like Ken. In terms of my own health and well-being, I want to go sit in his office, get the tests, and have him tell me what's going on. He doesn't brush us in and out. Matter of fact, I think when we were there last December, poor couple waited for about an hour in the next room after we'd been at it for an hour. So I know that Ken takes his time because it's important that you know what's going on in your body. It is your responsibility, Ken will underscore, and so will I and anybody else who's worth his or her salt in the medical profession. Not up to them to take care of you. It's up to you to take care of you. And then you bring in the consultation from experts like Dr. Ken, who is so well qualified. One of the things he does is research all the medical journals every week to bring us up to date on some of the studies. Here's one for those of us, and I say us, me, who's on, I can't tell you that I'm on a gluten-free diet. I had some pasta the other night at a little Italian joint called Dan Tana's in Hollywood, and it was really yummy. I know it wasn't gluten-free because I tasted it through the night. But the fact that gluten-free, you can ask for it now. More and more restaurants, not a restaurant like this that's a high-end Italian restaurant, they're going to have gluten-free. But some of the more trendy restaurants and stores will have gluten-free. But now it looks like there are unintended consequences. So what are those? What do we have to now be concerned about, Ken?
Exactly. And a lot of us need to be concerned about this because the last poll that was done was a few years ago, and almost a third of the population in America was trying to reduce the amount of gluten that they got in. And only a very small fraction actually has celiac disease. This is a medical illness where your immune system reacts to these proteins that are found in wheat, barley, and rye, as well as the byproducts of these grains, and produces an immune response, which then goes and damages your intestines. That's celiac disease. These people definitely need to be on a gluten-free diet.
And we decided that that was me, in part. Or at least
you
had
a little bit of that. You had a mild case of that. Yeah. But the news this week is that a gluten-free diet, Doug, may increase the risk of arsenic and mercury exposure. And I knew you were going to ask me how could this possibly be. So here's the best best speculation, okay?
Yeah.
Rice flour is a common substitute for gluten in many gluten-free products.
Yeah, and rice cakes, for example.
Exactly.
I have a stack of them over here that I have peanut butter on. I do.
So you're confirming what I'm saying.
Yep.
And rice can bioaccumulate arsenic, mercury, and other potentially harmful toxic metals from the water, soil, or fertilizers. And exposure to these metals, Doug, has been associated with increased risk of heart disease, cancer, and other diseases. And listen to this. This is amazing. Mercury levels are 70% higher in the blood of gluten-free subjects, while arsenic levels in urine are almost twice as high.
So do we test that? And when we had my blood and urine test, do we test for that sort of thing? Or do we need to start testing for it? Because I have been staying away from, there is rice pasta, the rice cakes that we're talking about here. And I can understand, I've never been to Vietnam or to that part of Southeast Asia, but I have flown in over Sacramento, and you'd think you were flying into Vietnam. When you fly into the Sacramento airport, there are these rice farms. What do they call them? Not rice farms, but rice where they grow rice. What do they call them?
Rice pads.
Rice pads. I guess I don't know. Anyway, they grow a lot of rice in this part because it's a wet area of California, and you see them when you're going into the airport. And so I'm wondering about the soil content there because whatever is in the things that you eat comes about as a result of what's in the soil. Obviously, duh, whatever's in the soil is going to come through the roots and get into the plant, whatever it is. And so if there's a lot of this kind of stuff in, and that's, I think, what you were saying here, without maybe saying it directly, the illusion is to having these things in the soil, and thus it gets into what's being grown, the rice in this case, rice paddies, and then you eat it, and it's, it gets into your system, and bingo bango, you got a problem. Right? Am I being
exactly.
too simplistic, or is that what it is?
No, but that's exactly the explanation. But the dilemma is threading this needle, because there are a fraction of people who must be on a gluten-free diet, and you were pretty mm-hmm. close to that line.
Yeah. All right. So what then the recommendation
and I think that
would be?
This really is to bring awareness to the huge number of Americans who think that eating mm-hmm. a gluten-free diet is the next best diet.
Right.
And I think this is really going to change that chemistry.
So then what are we going to find? What are we going to eat then? Those of us who do have a problem with gluten, if we can't eat rice and rice-related products, we can't eat the white flour, which is death anathema to any of us anyway, even if you don't have a gluten. That's one of the reasons I think gluten-free has taken hold, don't you? Because people are hearing from folks like you that we got to stay away from white flour.
Well, whole grains are very good.
Yeah. All right. So
whole grains are the way to go. Don't stay away from whole grains.
All right.
Unless you have to avoid gluten.
Whole grains represented by what? When bran isn't. Bran, barley, oats, wheat. What are we? You know, what kind of
oats,
anything?
Wheat, yes, anything that the label, the first ingredient is whole. But whole wheat.
Some I've heard that wheat is not great.
Well, if you have celiac disease, it's not.
Yeah, not okay. So there you go. What do we eat?
It's a needle
drink water.
Thread.
Uh-huh. All right. So that's one item of interest from the journals. Here's something that's right up your alley. A testosterone therapy and what it does for men. I don't know. Maybe I'd be wondering. I'm guessing this study is about men, but one would wonder if women have cardiovascular disease, if testosterone therapy would help them too, according to this. What do you think?
No, well, I'm not going to be running to give women testosterone. You know, there may be a very small fragment who have extremely loves, because women do have a little bit of testosterone, and sometimes it's given, but to help, especially
some women have more than others.
It is given to women to sometimes increase their sexual desire, but I think that this study, I know this study was just in men, and you know, when we think about testosterone, we're thinking more commonly in men, but women mm-hmm. sometimes have to deal with this. This specific study, Journal of the Cardiovascular Pharmacology and Therapeutics this month, it was testosterone therapy may reduce the risk of heart disease in men, because it was a study following 656 men aged 60 and older with low testosterone for 8 years, and that's key, with 360 men receiving testosterone therapy, Doug, and 296 not receiving testosterone therapy. I usually don't like to get into all the details of the results, but this is important in this study, so I'm going to share them. The results showed there were only two deaths in the group that received treatment, and the deaths were not cardiovascular related. There were 21 deaths in the non-treatment control group, and 19 were cardiovascular-related deaths.
Wow.
In the non-treatment control group, there were 26 non-fatal heart attacks and 30 non-fatal strokes. But here's the key, but none in the treatment group. So testosterone therapy appears to be protective. The results are dramatically different in the two groups of 60-year-old and older men with low testosterone. The one caution that I think about this study is that they only followed these men for 8 years, and I don't think this study is the last word on this important topic, but it gives some of us, like myself, who treat this group all the time, a little bit more confidence that we're not going to be doing them in like we did to our women when we started giving them high doses of hormone replacement a couple of decades ago. And now we're just so careful with hormone replacement in the postmenopausal woman so we don't increase the incidence of stroke strokes and heart attacks. And I think men, we just have to be judicious. But I think this is going to switch the pendulum over to, okay, it's okay to do it. But again, we have to watch out for prostate issues when we do this. But it just needs, on a case-by-case, personalized manner, you know, how serious is the testosterone issue? And I think this will help many of us in cardiology to feel okay with it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there's some other cardiovascular news, cardio news, that Ken is going to speak to as a result of yet another study. This is probably good news. Stand by for more good news with regard to studies on the heart from cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus, whose office number is 352-735-1400. Should you be in Central Florida going to visit the space station and you'd want, you know, kind of like to have Ken check you out, you can do that. Doesn't take that much to drive out the beeline there. In about 45, 50 minutes from Cape Kennedy, you'll be in Ken's office. So call 352-735-1400 for an appointment to see one of the best cardiologists you'll ever hope to find, best doctor, because he listens and you'll learn. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken's office. It's 18 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet, the new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Oh, we've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Hmm. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here, they open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
This report is brought to you by Staples. It's Monday morning, and you've got a schedule full of meetings. But what if you aren't feeling well? Staples' 7th annual cold and flu survey reveals that nearly 80% of U.S. workers go into the office when they are ill, despite being aware of the danger it presents to their workplace. 73% of those surveyed also report that they caught a cold or the flu in their office last year, with nearly 1/3 citing their sick coworkers as the culprit. Chris Carenti, VP and General Manager of Staples Facility Solutions, offers some advice.
Staying home from work when you're feeling ill can often feel like a tough choice to make, but it's a necessary one. Not only are you spreading germs, but sick employees are generally less productive and can impact a business's bottom line. Cold and flu viruses can live on a surface for up to 3 days, so keep germs at bay by washing your hands and disinfecting your workspace regularly.
For more tips and resources, visit www.staplesadvantage.com.
Hey, Michelle, what did Jamie's teachers have to say at PTA tonight?
Great, except for math. Jamie's math teacher says that she spaces out during class and that she failed her last algebra exam. That's a big problem.
We went through the same thing with Kevin. But thanks to Math Made Easy, he's made a complete turnaround.
I've heard about Math Made Easy. How does it work?
They've got these terrific video reviews in all levels of math, with dynamic teachers who engage students with easy-to-follow explanations. With Math Made Easy, students control the pace of their learning. Math Made Easy even comes with a 30-day risk-free trial.
Wow. I have nothing to lose.
Right. Math Made Easy is a proven tool that will boost Jamie's grades and her confidence. It's an affordable alternative to pricey tutoring. Here, let me text the number to you. It's 1-866-598-MATH. Or you can visit mathmadeeasy.com.
Math Made Easy.
1-866-598-MATH. 1-866-598-6284.
Do you have knee or back pain? If you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. You may qualify right now to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used them. They work. Call the Pain Relief Hotline right now for free information.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Minutes after the hour and then some. As you continue to listen and learn and enjoy, you can call us at 888-553-7536 should you have a question for Dr. Ken, or email me, doug@dougsteffen.com. Try to get to some of those questions later on in the hour. Time now for us to review one more item that's in the medical news this week from Ken's perspective, the research into why olive oil is better for your heart. This ought to be very instructive for many people. Is this something you had an inkling of? You're always telling people to eat the Mediterranean diet, and that's got a lot of olive oil in it, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and I eat the Mediterranean diet, and I add extra olive oil to it, and this just confirmed the mechanism of why it works. We've known that it's been effective, and this comes out of the medical journal Circulation, very important heart journal, an American Heart Association journal. Doug, this week, a traditional Mediterranean diet with added olive oil, and in this study, they added 4 tablespoons a day. That's a lot of olive oil. Yeah. May be tied to a lower risk of heart disease, at least in part because it helps maintain healthy blood flow and clear debris from arteries, so it's as close to Drano as you can get. This Mediterranean diet, rich in virgin olive oil, improves the function of high-density lipoproteins. That's a mouthful. That's the HDL, the healthy cholesterol, we call the good cholesterol. So it makes the HDL actually activated and work. We know that the HDL is the natural way that these plaques, that the bad cholesterol, the bad fats, are cleared out of your circulation, and the olive oil just energizes the HDL good cholesterol. This type of diet, typically it includes lots of fruits and legumes that are rich in antioxidants, as well as plenty of vegetables, whole grains, and olive oil. It also tends to favor lean sources of protein like chicken or fish over red meat, which contains more saturated fat.
All right, so let's couple this with our propensity to promote things that are good, like super beets, for example. Now, olive oil, you said, is like Drano. Super beets has a different impact, although it helps the arterial movement of blood. What's the difference between having the nitric oxide from super beets? We might as well talk about this for a little bit, and what might happen with the use of olive oil.
Well, if the even if the circulation is nice and clean, if it doesn't relax and open up, nothing will happen. Mm-hmm. So what the nitric oxide does, and this comes out of Nobel Prize-winning research from 1988, the discovery, it got the Nobel Prize in 1998, that the body needs this third gas besides oxygen and carbon dioxide, and it needs to remake this gas over and over, so it needs the building blocks for this gas. And the some of the building blocks are in these super beets, the beets, these dietary nitrates that help make nitric oxide. And once you have the nitric oxide, then the red blood cells holding the oxygen on one side, the nitric oxide on the other, first releases the nitric oxide. This sprays the blood vessel so it opens up. Now, it needs to be opened up and not plaqued up. That's what the what we're talking about, the olive oil, trying to keep the plaque away. So if the vessel relaxes and opens, then the hole in the donut is fully open. If there's no plaque, then the red blood cells can get in, deliver the oxygen, and your body is happy and functioning well.
Healthy circulation of blood. The red blood feeds your body. The white blood corpuscles protect your body, your immune system, so you need them both. And that's why this is such a wonderful product for anybody, never mind how old you are, your health. This keeps your blood pressure where it needs to be. Call 800-655-4183 and order Super Beets right now. First order gets a free 30-day supply in addition to the regular order. 800-655-4183. Take Ken's advice. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. When you need to be treated by a doctor, would you rather see a physician who is happy or one who is stressed out? Think about that as you hear the results of a new survey of physicians. Recently, 14,000 doctors from a wide variety of specialties were surveyed to identify their levels of professional happiness. More than half of them said they feel burned out in their job. That's a 25% increase from just 4 years ago. The main reason for feeling burned out? Too many bureaucratic tasks. Let's be fair, we've been hearing a lot lately about how bureaucratic red tape affects job providers and even consumers. But when our physicians start listing it as their number one reason for being unhappy, that's especially troubling. Experts warn that doctors who have a reduced feeling of well-being and satisfaction can have lower concentration, empathy, and professionalism. And that can lead to problems making the right diagnosis and other medical errors. It's time to cut the red tape. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you're finally addressing your hearing loss, you know that custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade hearing aids at savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-396-1380. That's 1-800-396-1380.
Gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off. Break that boombox out. We'll wake up.
34 minutes after the hour now, you have delightfully found a way for you to enhance your physical prowess and be healthier by listening to the ideas that are put forth by Dr. Ken Kronhaus and by me. I will tell you that I'm a student of my body and yours. I study my body more than yours because you're not here. I can only sort of think about what your body looks like. Ooh la la. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, cardiologist at Lake Cardiology. He and I have been doing this for years, and I want to sort of circle back around to something we talked about during the first week of February. Now we're 3 weeks into the month. It's Heart Month, and there are a lot of people who are working to fight cardiovascular disease. It sort of seems to come, it's Valentine, the matters of the heart, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think it is officially Heart Month medically as well, isn't it? Don't the AMA say this is Heart Month?
Yes, this is Go Red for your Heart Month.
Right.
So February.
There was a presentation about PTSD in veterans and how that affects. There are a lot of older and younger men and women now who are veterans that have reduced blood flow to the heart because of what has gone on. They're the stress levels that are real killers. We talk about that in the general population, but apparently, especially if you've got PTSD or PTSD or post-traumatic stress, yeah.
PTSD.
It affects your cardiovascular system even more. So the VA has set up sort of a special branch to discuss and highlight and treat veterans who face that problem. So what can you enlighten us a little bit more as to why veterans, PTSD, I mean, anybody who's got stress could, in fact, I suppose, have PTSD, right?
Well, exactly. Well, the science is finally catching up to what many of our veterans suspect, that this emotional trauma isn't only in the mind, Doug. It also affects the body, especially the heart. And, you know, I see this, and as you hear me talk too often, you know, I say it over and over that that mental stress is almost as bad as cigarette smoking.
Yep.
So we need to, you know, we owe a debt to our vets, and I willingly take care of the overflow, and I'm proud that the VA calls upon me to help out when they can't.
So the VA sends people to you that they can't figure out on their own.
I'm on their list. And I'm honored to be there. I don't know how I got on there. I just found out I was there. They called and said, would we be willing to do it? And I said, proudly.
Yeah. And so how many more women are you seeing that have been in the service that are going through all this?
I am seeing women. I'm proudly seeing women. I'm seeing certainly, you know, since I was a medical school at the University of Pennsylvania, I'm so grateful to the vets because they taught me a lot of medicine. I was a medical student. The Philadelphia VA was one of our multiple hospitals at the University of Pennsylvania. I was an intern and resident at Duke University. The Durham VA was one of our affiliated hospitals, and I took care of World War I and World War II vets there. And then when I was at the University of California, San Francisco for cardiology, the San Francisco VA was part of our teaching program there, and I continued. So that segment, the VA system, it has taught me a lot of medicine, and so I'm grateful in that end. I'm grateful for the service, and you know, they're wonderful people. They just want to get better, and they're looking for, you know, some sense. And some of them are a little down on their luck. Some of them are not. You meet a wide variety, and you know, I'm glad I'm helping there.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, reach him here by either dialing 888-55 Dr. Ken or sending an email to me. That's the quickest way it gets to Ken so that we can question him on whatever it is that's on your mind. It's Doug@DougStephan.com. This is a note from Madison, who asks whether it's healthier to cohabitate. And it isn't specific about whether it's men and women or men and men or women and women, but wondering about when sharing living space with others, does it make it healthier, easier? I don't know. I would think that would be an individual sort of thing. And if you're getting along and there's no stress, it's probably good. I would think shared space would be a good, a wonderful way of
pleasure. I think that this is on an individual basis. You know, some people just want their space; they want to be alone. But to the people who just want and need, and it's most of us, to be around people, it's so much important. In fact, there is a study, I wasn't going to mention it, about you know, marriage, and they measured cortisol levels, which is the stress hormone. And you think the stress hormone is higher in married or in single people?
Married.
The stress hormone is higher or lower in married people?
Married. Higher in married.
Well, in the study that just came out this week, they found it to be lower.
Wow. So, well, it depends on how
it's exactly
an individual thing of a bummer. You know, there are some people I'm not good at living with somebody else. I know that. I love to be. But we all, you know, at least in my reality, it's better for us to have our own houses, our own places, no matter what the circumstance. It just, you got to know yourself.
Exactly. That's why I think the answer to your question is there's not one size fits all. This is where you have to personalize medicine.
Yeah, right. All right. So here's another question that has come up on. Here's Mark, who wants to know about training and whether or not it's better to train every day, every other day. How do you know what the best, maybe this is one of those other individual questions.
What a great question. And again, much of it is individual. Much of it depends on your schedule. You know, there are some dogmas, absolutes. And, you know, here we're talking about your aerobic part of your workout and then your strength training part of your workout. And those who train know that those two are separate. And you have to think about an answer for his question for both those items. One of the items, definites, answer to that question is you don't want to work out the same muscle on the consecutive days. So if you're doing shoulders on Monday, you want to put at least a day between Monday and Tuesday. Don't do them on Tuesday. Wait till Wednesday. And people vary. Some people will work a muscle group lightly two or three times a week. Some people will work it real heavily one time a week. And that depends a lot on your schedule. And then in terms of aerobics, if you can do something 4 to 5 days a week, that's beautiful. But just doing something is very important. And there was a study, the other extreme. We talked about this two or three weeks ago. The weekend warriors, you know, putting it all on the weekend is adequate. It's not ideal, but you have to adjust to your schedule. The important thing is don't overdo it. Try not to underdo it. And if you do strength, and I hope you are, after the doc says it's okay, that you just don't work the same muscle group on two consecutive days.
Yep, it's got to rest and rebuild. And you also should probably take some supplements. Are you taking any supplements at all that help, not necessarily to muscle build, but to recover? I've found in my understanding of physiology that what's more important is recovery time. And that's kind of what you're talking about, I think, isn't it?
I will take a high-protein drink. It has about 42 grams of protein, 300 calories, after I do my strength training.
Mm-hmm. All right. There you go. Advice from the doctor. Doctors on call, 888-55-DRKEN. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Up in a moment, a question about injectable hormone contraceptives for men. Do they work? Are they coming? Are they around? I don't even know if they're around, but you can give us the...
They are coming.
10-4 on that one. Dr. Ken Kronos with me. I'm Doug Stephan on the Good Day program, Good Day Health, at 43 past the hour.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
Many farmers have been required to place all buildings as much as 50 feet or more from the edge of their property. We can all understand why potential issues with neighbors lead to such rules in the first place. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we might see them differently. We might realize that the best farm practices often mean putting buildings at the edge of the property, not in the middle. That would also preserve the most open space for us all to enjoy. Every farmer in America understands that, but convincing regulators and politicians is another matter. That's one reason America's founders decided to leave ordinary people free to govern themselves.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
This report is brought to you by Staples. It's Monday morning, and you've got a schedule full of meetings. But what if you aren't feeling well? Staples' 7th annual cold and flu survey reveals that nearly 80% of U.S. workers go into the office when they are ill, despite being aware of the danger it presents to their workplace. 73% of those surveyed also report that they caught a cold or the flu in their office last year, with nearly one-third citing their sick coworkers as the culprit. Chris Carenti, VP and General Manager of Staples Facility Solutions, offers some advice.
Staying home from work when you're feeling ill can often feel like a tough choice to make, but it's a necessary one. Not only are you spreading germs, but sick employees are generally less productive and can impact a business's bottom line. Cold and flu viruses can live on a surface for up to 3 days, so keep germs at bay by washing your hands and disinfecting your workspace regularly.
For more tips and resources, visit www.staplesadvantage.com.
You're continuing a focus on your health with Good Day Health. I'm Doug Stephan with a focus on miscarriages and PTSD. Conversation during this month of February, the focus on your heart and veterans who are going through PTSD and how that stress creates heart problems. Well, if you're not in the service, but you've had a miscarriage, another way for you to get PTSD. This is something that's come out of a study that was done of 400 women who are pregnant, between 10 and 15% of all confirmed pregnancies result in a miscarriage, and that results in post-traumatic stress disorder, which is caused in general, not just for people who are in the service, but they certainly have more than their share of distressing events. But any distressing event can cause PTSD, and sufferers constantly relieve their trauma with nightmares, or they relive it, not relieve it, they relive it, intrusive thoughts, flashbacks, that kind of stuff. And symptoms can pop up weeks or even months or years after the event occurs. The author of the study says, quote, "We were surprised at the high number of women who experience symptoms of PTSD after early pregnancy loss. We have checks in place for postnatal depression, but we don't have anything in place for the trauma and depression that follows the loss of a child through a miscarriage." I think that's really important, very interesting and compelling information when you think about it. Put yourself in that position. Hopefully you haven't been in that position, but think about what would happen to somebody having a miscarriage, what it does to your mental state of mind. So the findings in this study suggest that women who experience miscarriages or any kind of unusual pregnancy should be screened for PTSD. A word to the wise from Good Day Health. We're 46 minutes after the hour now. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. The question here that comes from Al has to do with what he's heard about this injectable hormone contraceptive for men. He said he read an article that suggested it was showing super promising results, 96% effective in preventing pregnancy. I want to know how it worked. Well, I'm being him. How does it work? Is it any good? Is it true the trial was discontinued early? And so, yeah, I mean, what's the story behind the story? Apparently there were mood changes and depression that set in. With increased libido, they got decreased everything else. And that, you know, I mean, contraceptive is one thing. Increasing your libido is another thing. That's what your libido increases greatly when you're using Super Beats, by the way. So what do we do for men? Or is there anything other than just wearing a condom that seems to work?
Well, that is a good idea. And unfortunately, less and less and fewer are doing that as we have better treatments for AIDS, but please still do it.
Well, men have an equal responsibility to prevent unwanted pregnancy, and they don't share equally.
And STD. So.
Yeah, right.
And so you get two for one there, men, and it's very important. But in this recent study, we're getting off on another subject. The recent studies are showing, you know, as we have better treatments for AIDS, that fewer men are using condoms.
Yeah.
But
all right, what about this injectable contraceptive?
I believe you're talking about a study that we mentioned last October. It was a German study.
Yeah.
And they gave an injectable male contraceptive hormone. And the study was effective, but it was stopped because of concern for side effects. There was depression and other mood disorders, and they felt that those changes outweighed the potential benefits. So I think it was a concept that showed some promise, but they haven't yet perfected this. It's not yet ready for prime time. But I think one day we'll thread that needle and we'll have an injectable that you won't have to give very often, but you will not be fertile, guys, and hopefully it'll be reversible.
Well, I think it's time that men take some more responsibility. I mean, it sounds easy enough to say that, but it's always been on the women use an IUD or some kind of a pill or rings and that kind of stuff.
And this was an injection only every 8 weeks, and it clearly lowered sperm production enough to act as birth control. And
so what happens if you want to reverse it and you want to have a baby and
you
have
just
good
stop the injections.
Stop the
so
injections.
It actually was effective for birth control, but the problem is it had all these undesirable side effects.
Yeah, right. Look out for that.
Mental
all right,
state
so
changes.
Some more info, important health information.
So you
can't even
be happy and enjoy it.
Yes, you're right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health at 50 minutes after the hour.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's why. One way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
The hour time for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here in the DJV experience. The doctor comes to us with expertise in all kinds of things. He's a cardiologist, Dr. Ken. If you're new to the program, he is one of the experts that I bring on that I like to have dig into some of the dirt, the deep dirt stories that deserve the light of day and may not always get them from his studying the journals of medicine. So what's this about a daily aspirin? This is the kind of stuff, Ken, that drives me nuts, because science one day says something about aspirin that's good, next day aspirin is bad. So what do we have, good or bad today about aspirin?
Well, this is good, and this is new. This is something I don't think you've heard before. This is from the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. I tell you, a couple going through a miscarriage, there's probably not a more harmful way to start off, but this is some hope. Taking something as simple as a daily low-dose aspirin, Doug, could help prevent recurrence of a miscarriage. The aspirin appears to help boost live births in women with high levels of inflammation who previously lost the pregnancy.
Okay, next up is an alternative to flu vaccine. In my mind, you and I have this discussion frequently about vaccines. Here's a study about vitamin D. I've been taking a lot of vitamin D this winter.
Good.
And it may be one of the reasons that I haven't come down with a cold or the flu. And apparently, without me knowing it, I was doing the right thing.
Exactly. And the authors of this study conclude it might be almost as effective as the vaccine. This comes out of the British Medical Journal today, that vitamin D really does protect against respiratory infections, including colds and flu. The analysis of pooled raw data from around 11,000 participants in 25 clinical trials answered the thorny question of why vitamin D worked in some trials but not in others. The bottom line is that the protective effects, Doug, of vitamin D supplementation are strongest in those who have the lowest vitamin D levels, and when supplementation is given daily or weekly rather than in more widely spaced doses.
All right. So is there any such thing as too much vitamin D? It's kind of like
Yes.
too much vitamin C. I say all the time on the air, and you've heard me say this 100 times, you've heard me say it once, zinc, echinacea, golden seal, having vitamin C, 4,000 units, and now vitamin D. But
vitamin,
is there,
Vitamin D is a fat soluble, not to get too much in the weeds, but vitamin D is a fat soluble as opposed to water soluble vitamin. The fat soluble vitamins don't get into your urine, but they get stored in the body. So you can get toxic way too much. So you have to be careful. You can't overdo it. Never take on your own more than 2,000 units of vitamin D per day unless the doctor tells you and you get levels checked in the blood.
All right. Well, I've had in my blood work that we did in December, it was still low. My vitamin, even though I'd taken this stuff, I still am low on vitamin D.
And well, also getting a little bit of sun. You know, I recommend 10 to 15 minutes three times a day in your birthday suit out in the sun.
Oh, boy. Don't encourage him, Ken.
Just don't invite me.
All right. I'll keep my – I was going to say something, but I was very good. I didn't say what I was going to – what I was thinking, folks. The study that links working at home – with more stress and not being able to sleep. This is interesting, Ken.
Exactly. Working outside an office may spare you from commutes and interruptions by colleagues, but it also, Doug, makes you more vulnerable to unpaid overtime, stress, and insomnia. This is according to a new report from where else but the United Nations International Labor Organization. Employees are more productive while outside of a conventional office, but noted also that it brought risks of longer working hours, higher work intensity, and work-home interference.
All right, let's talk about the hottest nutrition product around on the market today. Definitely, it's Super Beets. I'm drinking it. Victoria's drinking it. Jennifer's drinking it. Ken drinks it. Kara's drinking it. Why do you drink it? What is there about this? When you look at some of the people that come into your office at Lake Cardiology down in Florida, this is something you'd like to, I'm sure, open up their mouths and pour this stuff down their throat. What is there that appeals to you most about this?
Well, our friends at Neogenes have brought the benefits of Nobel Prize-winning research, teaching us that we need nitric oxide. Our bodies need to continuously make nitric oxide. We need the building blocks continuously inside of our body. And they have two products, the Super Beets, which helps boost our levels, and their Neo 40 product helps us give a good, steady-state, tank-full level of nitric oxide.
Supporting healthy circulation, healthy blood pressure levels. That's what doctors like Ken want to see. And you can get to the bottom of it with the all-natural Super Beets treatment. Call 800-655-4183. If you haven't gotten in on Super Beets yet, get going. This is for the people that are ordering for the first time. You get a 30-day supply free with the book Beat the Odds by dialing 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Take Dr. Ken's advice, 800-655-4183.
Guys, JCPenney is your one-stop shop for all your favorite jeans. Come in now for 30% off select styles of Levi's and find your perfect fit. Like men's Levi's 505 regular fit jeans for just $41.65. Hurry in to stock up and save. Or save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items in-store and at jcp.com. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Bell 215 to 220. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Extra 20% off subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon details.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.